or in the shotgun. It's just different things. Sometimes it's adjusting the path of the back, but, you know, we've done it both ways.
Chip, your team seemed to play with just a lot of resolve tonight. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like, did you get a sense from them maybe they were not getting enough respect maybe for being 4-1 and winning that division?
No, I don't. We don't talk about any of that stuff. I mean, outside noise, we just try to stay away from it either way, whether it's, you know, we talk about praise or blame is all the same. You know, it's just about focusing. And we thought we had to come in here and play with great energy. Obviously, I thought the crowd was awesome being at home. We had great energy. You could tell it right from the jump. And then really the big difference in our other games that we played this year is we executed. You know, I think in all phases, offensively, defensively, and in special teams. We didn't, you know, it wasn't a spurt here or a spurt there. I think it was a consistent football game from start to finish. You know, you look at the drive and the second half there, we throw the interception and they return it. Our defense goes out in the field and does not give up any points. You know, we stop them on the 3-yard line, and then the offense goes out in the field and has a 97-yard drive for a touchdown. So, you know, it's something to build upon. You know, so we're happy where we are. I guess the best way to say it is we're pleased. We're not satisfied. You know, there's still a lot of things we can do better, but we're pleased with the performance tonight.
So were you surprised with the total domination of what you've done today? Were you surprised?
No, I mean, I don't look at it that way. I just look at it is we had a bunch of guys that went out there, and I thought we had a good game plan on both sides of the ball and on teams, and we executed.
Why were you able to get the run game going tonight?
I think it had been there before. I thought LeSean did a really good job running tonight, really hit some things tonight, and you saw the LeSean that I think everybody knows he can be like. And I thought, obviously, we got a little bit more continuity. It's Lane's second game back, you know, a little bit same group that played the game before, played this game. So just a little bit more consistency, stayed on blocks a little bit longer and ran the ball a little bit harder and blocked well on the perimeter.
Considering how this season has gone so far, would you say this is the best game? There were no comebacks, no falling behind on any other team?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not into rating games, but, you know, it was a good game.
Defense, 8 sacks. Mm-hmm. You know, what's been kind of the key to that resurgence along the, you know, the past?
No, I think we've had 16 in the last couple. I don't know the exact total. I think maybe in the last three. Yeah, you know, I just think they're working. You know, it's not a scheme deal. It's our guys continue to work at their trade, and they get better. You know, Connor Barnum, we saw it. I saw it coming, and I know Billy talked about it a lot. And I think people were, you know, maybe didn't believe us, but we saw those guys getting better every day. Saw the way they train. Saw their approach to what we do from a training standpoint, and saw them getting better and better and better, and continuing to develop. So, you know, it's just a matter of, you know, it's not, hey, this isn't working. I think we saw that it can work. We just have to be more consistent in it. So it wasn't, hey, let's change everything drastically. We do the same exact things. Billy called the same defenses. We called a lot of the same run plays, a lot of the same pass plays that we've run all along, but we just executed better tonight.
In that sack total, what role did the coverage have?
Both. I mean, I don't think there were a lot of really open receivers, you know, that were just running clean down the field where he could set. You know, the big thing about them going into the game, you know, with whether it be disguises or reroutes or things like that, we wanted to disrupt the timing of the game because they were doing a great job, especially in the 3 games they won with the ball coming out quick. I mean, it was coming out hot, and he was you know, Eli was playing at a really high level, so I think it was a combination of not having maybe the first read there, so that now we can generate some pressure. And obviously, it's always a combination of the two, but I think the coverage had a lot to do with it. So.
Chip, you guys are 5-1, but Nick leads the league in turnovers. How mm-hmm. great a concern is that? Does it matter if you guys keep winning?
If we keep winning?
No,
to answer your first question, if we keep winning, it doesn't matter. But, I mean, if it hurts us, then, yeah. I mean, we still have to do a better job from that standpoint. We were a lot cleaner last year from a turnover standpoint, and he'll be the first to tell you that. You know, I think the one at the end of the first half, I think he was trying to throw it away. I just don't think it got out of bounds, you know. And then he was scrambling on the second one, and we just got to do a better job of protecting the football. I thought we did a real good job from a running back standpoint and receiver standpoint of ball security. We just got to do a better job from that standpoint because you can't continue to do it at that rate and end up on the right side of the ledger. You know, the turnover differential is really big in this league in terms of being an indicator of wins and losses. So.
LeSean was able to get to the edge a few times mm-hmm. tonight that he hadn't been doing some of the previous games. Is that a matter of having the confidence that you're going to be able to get there, and if you do it once, then that can snowball and you can...
I think it's both. I thought he ran really well today, but I also thought, I think Jason Peters did a great job. You know, he had a real big matchup against Jason Pierre-Paul, and I also think Brent Celek had an outstanding game kind of blocking the ability to get us to the perimeter. So, you know, a combination of our tackles and really Brent did it. I thought Brent was outstanding blocking today, so...
Touchdown pass to Casey, wide open. Mm-hmm. Was it just the play action that
Yeah, it was just play action, run fake. We had run the ball a couple of times out of that formation, had three tight ends in the game, and then, you know, we always have complimentary plays. So, you know, if we're running the ball, and I think the first couple of runs were successful, but they were starting to get a little bit closer and creeping up a little bit more towards the line of scrimmage. And then anytime you get an opportunity to attack somebody that has dual responsibility, you know, they have to step up on the run, but they also have to cover in the pass. You know, it just came at the right time. We had a right situation. We had the ball in a obviously in a good situation in the red zone there where we thought we had a shot at it, something we had worked on for a while. And, you know, our guys went out and executed.
Have you gotten any preliminary word on Sproles' knee at all?
No, I just know it's a knee, but I haven't heard anything from our medical staff.
How important is Brent Celek to this scheme, especially the way he plays? And he seems like a pretty selfless professional guy.
He is. He's the ultimate. You know, you go back to the Detroit game a year ago when we you know, we're finishing the game off and he catches the ball in the open field, and instead of running it into the end zone where then we got a kickoff, then our defense has to go back on the field. He hook slide and gives up an opportunity to get a touchdown, you know, so we can just take a victory and get off the field. You know, I think he's awesome. I love the way he approaches everything. He's got the right demeanor. He's everything you want. He's totally selfless. You know, he's exactly what you want. When you talk about what a Philadelphia Eagle looks like, Brent Celek is what a Philadelphia Eagle looks like.
Chip, was there any work with Nick this week? Obviously much sharper tonight than he has. Mm-hmm. Was there any work during the week?
No, it's the same every. I mean, we do the same stuff all the time, and it's just a matter of getting better and better. And it's not a. It's something I think everybody works on. You got to continue to develop, and the guys that don't get better are the guys that take, you know, the individual periods for granted and say, hey, let's just get the team. Let's see what the scheme is this week and go. But I think not only Nick, everybody, I think you've seen guys continue to develop. Our guys in their pass rush moves have continued to work on them, continue to develop them, and you're starting to see that pay off. You know, it's not a scheme thing. We're not changing schemes. We're not, you know, we're not a scheme operation where, hey, let's run this week. Let's run that this week. Let's develop. Let's continue to get better. And can we be better than our what we were the game before and build upon what was positive, and then if there are negatives, and there are negatives, you know, we didn't play a totally clean game. If there are negatives, you know, we'll go back, we'll watch a film, we'll correct it, and then we'll get out in the field and hopefully continue to grow. So,
Miko Ryans was questionable coming in. Mm-hmm. You know, how about his recovery? Was he 100% tonight? Or
you know, I don't know if he was 100. You know, he probably asked D'Amico. I don't think he was, you know, because of the amount of time he missed, but I think it just kind of tells you the type of player he is. And I said at the beginning, I wouldn't really count D'Amico out of anything unless they just say, hey, he can't go, you know, but he stays with the game plan. He was out there every day. If he wasn't in taking the physical reps like he did a couple times later in the week, he was standing right behind the defense, making all the calls, making sure that when his opportunity came, he got so many mental reps. You know, you watched how he approached it, even though we talk about deliberate training. He was, even when he wasn't in, he was deliberately training. He making the right calls, getting everybody set, even though Casey or Acho or Marcus was in there, he was still out behind the whole defense doing everything, and that just kind of tells you the type of professional that D'Amico is.
Something about the Giants' defense that made those sweeps so effective. I know Sproles scored on one, and McCoy had.
Nah, it's just kind of some of the looks. Sometimes they were down inside, and sometimes if you run the ball the other way, it's really tough to cut them off. You know, so we're kind of trying to play an inside-outside game with them. So.
In the next week, what's the plan?
We're in tomorrow. You know, we'll get a meeting tomorrow. I think we have to take a team picture, and so we'll be with them tomorrow. So they'll come in, and we'll take care of everything, and then they're off for the rest of the week.